Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rock news. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, man.
So here's the here's the Rolling Stone story.
Okay.
That Steve Perry, formerly of Journey, as a tribute to Eddie Van Halen.
Right, right.
He suggested, if you read it, that he could have fronted Van Halen after David Lee Roth.
Well, I love how he suggests that, because there's really no way to sort of shoot that down, because he never followed through on the initial invite from Eddie in the first place. So he kind of can say that now that Eddie's gone.
But Eddie said, come jam after David Lee Roth leaves.
He said, have a play. I even think that's cooler.
What is it? So is that 85? Where Steve Perry was a monster?
Probably making way more, like tons of money, right? He probably didn't feel it, maybe didn't need it. Sorry, I'm a little frustrated to think that Steve Perry would even ever think that he could do this. But by the way, back in 1978 or 79 or something, Steve Perry got pissed at Eddie, I think, for spilling guacamole on him. He squared that away.
In this Rolling Stone story?
It's now fixed, yeah. The word was that Steve shot down a long-rumored story that he started crying when Eddie Van Halen got guacamole on his sequin silk jacket. It was a lucky jacket.
I
wasn't crying. You believe him?
I believe him. Right. I believe him.
I have animosity to Steve Perry, too.
I know. Why do you hate Steve Perry?
For leaving Journey, for not being a part of Journey.
See, Quinn's more of a Van Halen fan than me, so it's like insulting to suggest.
Too.
But I think, and we've done a little scientific experiment, but I think if you mix Steve Perry's voice, and I'm not even kidding, with Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
Oh, all right.
I think you're making cream, buddy. That's what I think.
Give me a little Steve Perry.
I got some a cappella at the beginning of O'Sherry.
So I can throw
it
in.
Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone.
Yeah! Come on! Dude, it works!
It does work!
It totally works! Oh, yeah!
Come on! I like that, dude. We got to work on that. That's pretty cool.
There's something bro.
That just magic happened right here, everybody. I got like a chicken skin and everything. I don't even know where we are. What happened? Oh, man.
Do you believe me that his voice and that guitar could jive, bro?
Yeah, dude.
He's on my side.
That swayed me. That swayed me, because I do love his voice.
God.
But it's like chocolate and peanut butter.
You know, I don't know how the rest of Rock News is going to live up to that.
I don't know how either.
Let's try to plow through. Okay. 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock Saturday on Amazon's Twitch channel.
Yeah.
It's the Tom Petty 70th birthday bash live stream.
You got Beck, Brandi Carlile, Chris Stapleton, the Foo Fighters, and a bunch of other
Eddie Vedder, Lucas
Eddie
Nelson.
Vedder. Oh, that's cool.
Stevie Nicks.
Lenny Kravitz going to show his face. That's cool.
Miley Cyrus came out and said she's making a Metallica cover album.
Yeah, right.
Chicken skin?
No, I just... No. Are you going to do the UFO story? That is like...
I didn't read it.
I'm good. I unfortunately did.
Did Miley see a UFO?
Miley saw a UFO while she's driving down like the PCH highway or something like that.
Oh, nice.
And it had a big plow on the front of it. But then she realized that she had gotten some of that wax weed recently, and so it could have been the wax weed.
Probably was the wax weed.
Yeah, which I also kind of respect. She's got a driver.
The upper demo is mourning the loss of British rock musician Spencer Davis of the Spencer Davis Group.
Yep, Spencer Davis. Not the only Davis to pass Cantera.
No.
Where's my other one? Hold on.
Tony Davis.
Yes.
You guys don't know his name, but you know him as the front man for the 80s group, The Outfield.
Yeah, like give me the big Outfield hit, Cantera. Is it Your Love?
Yeah, I think so, right? Is that the one with Josie and the Vacation that's far away?
Let me see here.
Yes.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Yeah! two singers doesn't work. You're right. But listen to that. Listen to that Van Halen, Steve Perry. I love it.
I told you, man.
Someone got to make this happen. I don't know how.
That's an awesome edition of Rock News.
There you go.
Suck it.
Enjoy.
Rock News. Rock and roll.